It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship today, I want to take you to Job chapter 13. Whenever you read or study the book of Job, I think it's important to always keep in mind that what we find here recorded in the book are men's explanations for how God works. You've got Zophar's point of view. You've got Bildad's point of view. You've got Eliphaz's point of view. You have Elihu's point of view, and you have Job's point of view. As we look at the end of the book of Job, we find out that none of them actually understand or know how to explain what God allows, what God permits, what God does. Sometimes He allows the wicked to prosper. Sometimes they're taken and cut down as grass, the Bible says. All of those explanations come out, but Job is on to something in chapter 13 that gives us a hint that his understandings of God are better than the others. And it comes down to verse 15 of chapter 13, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." You know, that phrase right there indicates that I don't really know why God allows and permits certain things to happen. I don't understand how the wicked can prosper. Back in chapter 12, he talks about how that the tabernacles of robbers prosper, and they that provoke God are secure, into whose hand God bringeth abundantly. That's how I've seen this. Matter of fact, he says that in verse 1 of chapter 13. "Lo, mine eye hath seen all this, my ear hath heard and understood it." I've seen how it seems like the wicked are prospering and how the righteous are cut down. And then I'll see the other side of that where the righteous are advanced and the wicked are cut down. I've seen both of it. I don't understand what's happening. "But though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Now that is a key understanding to living in this world. I don't know all that God is doing. I don't understand. Job did not understand that there was the devil appearing before God talking about him. He didn't know that. You know, and God says, "Have you considered my servant Job?" And Job will curse you and turn you aside if you let me have him. And God said, "All right, you can do everything except take his life." And all of these horrible, terrible things happen to him physically. His family are lost and killed. He loses all of his cattle, loses all of his holdings. Everything is just taken away in a whirlwind. And he didn't understand what was going on in heaven. But he did understand something that you and I need to gather to our hearts. "Though he slay me, though he take my life, I will trust in him." Now that is good ground to be standing on. Amen. That's excellent ground to be standing on. I can't understand all that's going on. You know, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had every classroom in the school field and just be overflowing? I don't understand. We've prayed, we've sought God's face to provide, but He sent us what He wanted us to have. And so we say, "Lord, thank you," and we continue on. We look at individuals who are suffering with cancers and with difficulty, and we say, "Lord, these are so hard. These are so difficult. Lord, what are you doing?" And we don't understand. But this we can understand. "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Have you come to that place in your Christian walk that even though we cannot explain or understand or gather to our minds what God is doing, in reality, my job is simply to trust him. That's my responsibility, to trust him. How are we doing on that this morning? Are we trusting Him? Have we come to that place that though He take my life, I will trust in Him? That is the good ground that the Christian must be standing on. And I want to encourage you today. Well, we see all that's taking place around the world. We are seeing horrible things. I watched yesterday, I just happened to click onto my Kindle, and they said, "Plane crashes in England." So I clicked on it and they showed this plane that was doing his loop-de-loop and couldn't come out of it. And he lands in a busy highway. 7 people are killed. 2 of them are just jogging on the side of the street, instantly killed. The pilot is still alive. And whenever I saw the fireball, I said, "Well, he's gone." He was spared. 7 other people on the ground were taken. just like that. Can we understand that? No, we can't understand that. All we can do is trust God. That's the most solid ground you can stand on. The ground of trying to figure God out, like these five men tried to do, was just, he said, who are these that darkeneth counsel? That's what God said about them in chapter 38. Who are these that darkeneth counsel? In other words, they didn't know. Man, we can't explain God. But we can know a little bit about trusting Him. Amen? May we do that today.